Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. This is an email from Frances. I guess she's still around because she's getting greedy, but...
Yeah, hi, Ben and Nathan. I love listening to the LSAT success stories on your podcast, and I wanted to share my own. When I first started studying for the LSAT, my goal was to get a 164 so I could get into my regional school, which is ranked around 90th, and start law school this year. I've been studying every day with the LSAT trainer, but my score was literally going down from my diagnostic of 155. Damn, that's a good diagnostic. I joined LSAT Demon after finding some of your videos on YouTube. My score bounced back up again almost immediately, and I'm pretty sure I could have accomplished my original goal. Instead, I decided to follow your advice since it seemed to be working. I joined Demon Live, and I'm not exaggerating when I say that the classes were the highlight of my summer. Demon Live is such a helpful, funny, creative community. Oh, I'm glad it's funny. I work a lot, so I was not a full-time LSAT person, but I made sure to get an hour or two of study time in every day, in addition to classes. I had a 156-day streak. Oh, that reminds me. We have not been updating the leaderboard on the podcast. We need to give shout-outs to some of those people. I mean, 150 days is a fucking long streak of studying.
That is a crazy long streak of studying. Where do we get to that? We just go to LSATdemon.com. We go to drilling.
And no, actually, for the streaks, you want to go to the dashboard.
Oh, dashboard. Current streak, leaderboard. Adam, yep. L, number one, 161 days, tied with George, Vin, Jonathan, and someone with a username hidden.
Wow.
Thank you, George, Vin, and Jonathan, for putting your pictures. George has himself. Vin has his dog. Jonathan has himself and a baby. Lots cool. of other people hot on their heels, yeah. including Brian L with a picture at 160 and Aiden at 158 with a picture. Wow. Oh, and Brooke has a dog at 156. And Peter is at he's 10th place with 150 days in a row. Can you believe that?
Yeah, it's crazy. That's serious. That's awesome.
Yeah, fantastic.
Okay, so anyways, 150 day streak. I liked doing sections and then using that calculator tool to add my score up instead of doing full tests. If I was feeling stressed out about score variance, I just wouldn't input these scores from the sections into the calculator until later. I got a 171 on my first official LSAT in June, but I knew I could do better. Cool. The specific thing that convinced me to wait a cycle was when you told somebody on the podcast, don't make your 3.95 sad. I don't remember the specifics, but the listener was getting ready to send her applications out with a score in the mid-160s and a 3.95 UGPA. My LSAC UGPA, undergraduate GPA, is 3.97. Thanks to you guys, it will not be sad. I applied broadly at the beginning of the cycle with a 176. Oh, okay, so she got greedy, and then she did it. Damn.
Yeah.
I would rather graduate at age 36 with minimal debt and a degree from Berkeley or NYU than graduate at 35 with a degree from my regional school and $200,000 in student loans. I also found a one-year master's degree program to keep me busy until law school starts. Don't worry, I'm not going into debt for that either. Oh, okay, great. I had been planning to take October's tests as a get greedy LSAT because I paid for it in advance. And at this point, I love the LSAT and I've been having so much fun studying with you and the Demon team, but I ended up withdrawing from it because my dream school put a hold on my application and wouldn't remove it while I was registered for a future test. Interesting. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, you had a 176. You're good. 3 weeks after submitting my applications, I've already been interviewed by Georgetown and WashU. No matter what school I end up at, I'm looking at a completely different experience than I was a year ago. Your common sense approach to the LSAT and high expectations for your students changed my life. Thank you for inspiring me to get greedy with my future and start dreaming so much bigger. If you read this on the podcast, please give me a cool pseudonym. Oops.
Oh, well, Eric, you can bleep that out maybe, or maybe Eric can cut in
a pseudonym.
Yeah. Ben, you say one and then I'll say one.
I don't have one.
Come on.
Come on. You come on.
Francis.
What's yours? Francis?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. Any name. Like, just say a name.
I'm sorry.
No, you say weird. One. You don't like Francis. Yeah, say a different
name. Yeah, I don't like Francis. I was like trying to come up with something that related to her story, like the 176er or something.
Oh, but you were trying to do like a people who write into the newspaper or whatever and have a fancy pseudonym?
A fancy. Yeah, that's, I thought that's
it
what
you were
asking
for. It has to use alliteration.
How about 36, not 35? Oh, it has to be. Oh, okay.
Well, oh, no, that no, it can rhyme, or there's like lots of things that, you know, they can.
Francis. It's going to be Francis because that's easier for Eric to say.
We could just call her Get Greedy or Getting Get Greedy. Greedy. Yeah. Getting
yeah,
Greedy.
Got Greedy. Yeah. Hmm.
Got Greedy and Getting Even Greedier.
Super long.
Awesome. Thanks for writing in, anonymous pseudonym Francis. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.